Got some costly medical bills? They may be negotiable, and that's something most people don't realize. Here with the details, InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. We're talking with Rick Gundling from the Healthcare Financial Management Association about practical strategies patients can use to challenge errors, ask for discounts, and reduce what they owe, whether they have insurance or not. Rick, many Americans assume hospital bills are fixed and negotiating prices either is not possible or that maybe it's their insurance company's job to do that, so they stay out of it. What's your answer to that?
Well, you know, I think everybody should take active responsibility for their financial obligations that they have with their health insurance, because you're paying out of pocket, and with high deductible health plans, it's a big number. So I think you have to be very active with it, talk with the hospital, the physician practice about, you know, what financial assistance policies they have available, because it's your money and you want to make sure that you're able to meet those obligations.
How negotiable are medical bills really, and why is there often room to reduce them?
There's room to reduce it because I think a lot of hospitals want to encourage the payment, and it's better to have some payment than no payment, of course. And with many medical bills for patients, it's unexpected or it's an area that they were not anticipating, different than sometimes their mortgage or car payment. No one expects to have a medical bill. No one anticipates having their health decline for whatever reason.
There are reports that a shockingly high percentage, in fact, 80% of hospital bills contain errors. What kinds of mistakes are most common and how do patients spot them?
You know, one of the areas you could ask for an itemized bill that shows each service and charge in detail. And it's a chance for you to review, and having the details in front of you also gives you a chance to talk to the hospital, to the financial counselor at the hospital, to make sure that everything that is on the bill you received or is appropriate for your care.
So when you have that itemized bill, what exactly should patients be looking for when they get that detailed breakdown?
If you don't have insurance, you'd want to look at each one and make sure that the total is something that you can handle. And then talk about what types of uninsured discounts are available, prompt pay discounts that may be available, just in total. And so I would start from there. If you don't have insurance, I would also see if the hospital financial counselor can help. What other types of coverage could be available? Are you eligible for Medicaid? Is the Affordable Care Act marketplace available to you? So it's not just the bill, but also what types of insurance coverage may be available in total.
So it sounds to me like really the negotiating can happen both before and after whatever the medical treatment is. Is that your best advice?
Ideally, it should happen before, and to make sure that you're not incurring an expense that you're not going to be able to manage. And not every treatment maybe could wait a certain period of time, maybe a short period of time as your financial abilities improve or something like that. So that's always a good opportunity. And obviously, we're talking about elective procedures, not emergency.
You've mentioned that there are tools to help patients compare prices for procedures. How can someone realistically use those tools when negotiating with a hospital billing department?
You know, it's a chance to look on your own insurer's website, price transparency tool. You know, a lot of hospitals have a price transparency tool. You can compare your charges either versus Medicare rates and just get a ballpark of what a reasonable target could be for you. Obviously, you know, it's a different populations. Everybody has different healthcare needs, but at least it gives you a reasonable target.
For people who feel uncomfortable negotiating, what language or approach works best when asking for a lower bill?
Absolutely. Well, you know, for adults, they say the two most difficult things to talk about is your health and money. And we put them together in this, right? So I think it's a chance to just even talk about what you can afford. And also, if you really can't afford it, what types of financial assistance is available? What charity care policies, those types of things. I would really work with the hospital upfront with those types of things, because many hospitals have charity care financial assistance policies available for those that have that financial need.
You say patients should be persistent but polite. What should someone do if the first person they talk to just says no?
I would ask for their manager or those types of things. You know, that happens many times, right? Not just in hospitals, but just any time of negotiations or when you're talking about money. But I think it's a chance that maybe I just didn't make myself clear. Maybe the other person wasn't ready, didn't understand me or what my needs are. And just I would ask for the manager.
Now, is it true that hospitals sometimes offer discounts for paying quickly?
Absolutely. They call prompt pay discounts. it's a chance to be able to take advantage of those if you have the financial means to settle your bill before it goes to collections.
How big can those discounts be, and when does it make sense to use that option?
I think you should always ask for it and see what's available for you. I think it varies by hospital, but I think it's something that you could, you know, if the balance is large, not only a prompt pay discount, but, you know, some hospitals may offer like interest-free payment plans or make those available. That could be a way to manage a bill.
You've touched on this a bit, but many nonprofit hospitals offer charity care or hardship programs. Who qualifies for that, and why do so many eligible patients never apply?
Well, I think it's a matter who's eligible. Many programs cover individuals or people that are between 200 to 400% of the federal poverty level, or they share that they have a special financial hardships like a job loss. But I think generally patients, usually they have to apply for it or ask for it. Or if you work with a financial counselor, they'll offer it. But I think it's staying in contact and communicating with the hospital so they do understand you have a hardship or a need.
For the millions of Americans without health insurance, do they actually have more negotiating leverage with hospitals than they might think?
Absolutely. And that's where, if you don't have insurance, to talk about those prompt pay discounts, if they have uninsured discounts, but also talk about the financial assistance and charity care policies that they have. And then also, you know, as I said before, what other ways is coverage available to you through Medicaid, Affordable Care Act, Marketplace, and other types of state programs, which could cover not just for this episode of care, but for ongoing care you may need.
Is there a timeline that people should be aware of before a medical bill goes to collections? And then what steps can protect their credit while they negotiate?
Again, communicate right away. But I think it's making sure before you go to collections. I don't think hospitals want to put a bill into collections, medical debt into collections too quickly. You know, if they know the person's working with them, they know the patient's working with them. So I think it's just all about communicating with the providers early and often. And I think that really prevents the bills from reaching collections.
If someone wants to set up, for example, a payment plan where they pay over a period of months or even years for a procedure, does the hospital actually charge more for that, some sort of extra fees, or is that just kind of rolled in?
I think that would be rolled in. I think that's where you talk to the hospital financial counselor. You know, is really the best resource, first resource for you to identify not only the discounts and assistance programs, but also your payment options.
Rick, if there's one mindset shift you'd like patients to have when they receive a big medical bill, what would that be?
Don't hide. Be very upfront. Talk to the provider right away. A lot of times things go to collections because they can't reach your patient. They're not able to contact them. So I think it's communicate, stay informed, and then negotiate on your behalf.
Rick Gundling from the Healthcare Financial Management Association. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.